Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, hello, beautiful people. This is your host, Lauren, again, and you are listening to episode 98, The Stream of David with David Strickle. And you might recognize David's name from last episode. We get the pleasure of speaking with him, kind of. Again, we're actually speaking with the source he calls the Stream of David, which is how David channels all this beautiful wisdom. We are going to dive deep into abundance and what it means to be a soul on earth and so much more. But before we dive into this special channeling episode today on Witchy Wellness Radio, I wanted to take a second to talk to you guys about my upcoming course, Anxious to Aligned. Does this sound like you? You constantly feel held back and exhausted by the anxiety that you cannot truly live your life and haven't had a good night's sleep in, well, have you ever had a good night's sleep? Thanks to your racing thoughts. But what if things could be different? How amazing would it be if you could live your dream life? What if you had the confidence to take actions and leave all of those haters and analysis paralysis in the past? Well, my course, Anxious to Align, I teach you the three-step process on how to transform your own fears into a life of freedom. And if you click on the show notes, sign up for the waitlist, and you will be getting 20% off the course when it launches in July, just for being on the list. I'm so excited to bring this course baby out into the world soon, and I can't wait to share it with you all. So without further ado, please enjoy episode 98, The Stream of David with David Strickle. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. Again, I am your host, Lauren Chalantani, and this is a show you get to learn how your body is not in the way, but actually leading the way. And today we get to do something different. Actually, our guest last week, David, is also a channel, and we are talking with, or going to talk with, the Stream of David in just a few moments. But before we do that, welcome back to the show, David. I'm so happy to have you back and experience the Stream of David today with you.
It's good to be back. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, of course. And before we kind of shift into this different space, I would love for you to kind of prep us or talk us through, you know, what are the next steps, how the stream comes through, and then we can jump on in.
Sure. So what we do, I do prep work before I channel, just to make sure that my vibration is high, above neutral, as I like to say, which I have my Taya practice is about keeping it above neutral most of the time anyway. So that source connection is always right there and we can all get that. And so when I go into channel mode, what I do is quiet my mind. I take a few deep breaths. I set a positive intention to have the stream flow and deliver everything that everyone who's interacting in this interaction, whether they're listening to it, you know, this year, next year, or into infinity, needs. And I always invite the audience to do exactly the same. So we'll be quiet for just a moment, set that positive intention, and then the interaction will just unfold.
Hello, hello, the Stream of David. Welcome to our gathering today. Everybody listening now and in the future, we are so happy to speak with you.
We are always pleased to be here, and we are here to answer all of your questions.
Beautiful. Before we jump into the questions, I would love to learn more about you. What is or what are you, and who are you?
We are the eternal consciousness that you may refer to as Source. We are referred to as many things, but we wish to point out that much of that is what we would refer to as the humanization of the energetic realm. The energetic realm is an eternal realm that is, first and foremost, consciousness. It is thought. we are original thought. We flow through all creation. We are part of each of you. We are part of all things. You all have your own version of this available to you. And the difference in David and in others who share this message on this level is a combination of pre-birth intention and a what you would consider from your human perspective a perfect alignment of the allowing of the information, the detuning of the fear and judgment around the sharing of it, and in the case of David, the removal of all egocentric conditioning in the message, meaning it is not flavored by religious teachings. It is not flavored by any doubt or fear that he once held on to. And in his detuning of all of that, we flow freely. And in our free flowing, we are able to deliver what many humans would call eternal wisdom. But we will always circle back to your taking our teachings and applying them in your lives, even if with a bit of skepticism, and proving them to yourselves. We are not flowing and delivering gospel that must be followed. We are not looking to be obeyed. We are not seeking to be worshiped or even revered. We are not of that. Those notions of deity and those notions of human-like eternal beings or former humans, that is not what we are. The idea of the humanization of the energetic realm is understandable by us because you are human beings, you are of the earth environment as you are experiencing the physical reality at this time. But your connection to the energetic realm is a bit cut off because your ego serves to overshadow much of what you know eternally, the vast majority of what you know eternally, so that you may enjoy and experience the contrast of this earth environment. You are here on purpose, not understanding the energetic realm fully, but you all understand that you have a connection to it. You're just not sure exactly what that is. And it has been represented to you in multiple ways that have controlled your behavior by and large as a planet, especially across humanity. But you are moving out of that stage where you are no longer needing those old human constructs of religion and even what you may call spirituality. And you're moving beyond that, seeking freedom and joy, seeking to return to your natural state of being at one with the earth environment. You use the term witchy. You are well aware that the term witchy essentially refers to being in harmony with the earth environment. And that is often demonized in across humanity, but it is demonized because there is so much value in it that there was fear around it. So returning to your natural state of being, meaning in harmony with your earth environment, with your modern technology, with all of the things that you have created, we are all about that. We are here to guide you back to that if that is your desire. But understand there is nothing that we are going to offer that is a religion or a rule or a must do. You are all here to free to operate your lives however you wish. And in doing so, have a magnificent, expansive human experience regardless of how that is expressed. But we are here to offer our guidance for those of you who are asking, to clear a few things up perhaps, to offer some wisdom, to offer you a practice that does exactly what you are seeking, allows you an operating system to operate in harmony with the earth environment, which was your intention when manifesting in physical as a human being. But of course, manifesting into an environment of contrasts, an environment where you were separated from your eternal wisdom a bit, allowed you to, through trial and error, move along a human path to where you are now. And you can hearken back to all of the things that perhaps were traumatizing or painful and understand that all of those things added up to bring you to this space where you are communing with us in this way.
Beautiful. And I would love to hear more about the law of vibration and a little bit more on that polarity and why that's so important.
We are utilizing David's vocabulary, and in the very best word that we have to describe the fluctuation of energy in the universe, and of course, as it applies to your Earth environment, is polarity. This ebb and flow of energy that keeps your planets in alignment, this ebb and flow of energy that in your study of astrology, you were well aware of. The importance of it is that this vibrational flow, this up and down vibrational flow that you are all well aware of, is what is creating your physical universe. And to bring that down to your life perspective, it is also what is creating your human life experience. The intention from an eternal consciousness perspective, your soul perspective, that eternal part of you that we speak of, wanted very much to come into a physical environment and experience both positive and negative. You understood in that state that the Earth environment was a physical expression of that which we are, a physical expression of that which you call Source. And there were going to be things here that you appreciated very much and discerned as your preferences. But along the path of discerning and manifesting your preferences, you are also going to be tugged down a bit vibrationally, tugged down into lower vibrational territory. You are going to pick up some fear-based thoughts and teachings from your surroundings. And in doing so, you are also going to manifest some obstacles. And in the manifestation of these obstacles, you are going to create a path for yourselves that was unique for you in your current physical life expression. And in this path of contrasts, you have the opportunity to expand your being in the new creations that you form in the overcoming of your obstacles, the evolution, the solutions, the higher perspective of. Every time you have manifested something unwanted in your paths, and they are all your manifestations, even if you are not aware of how you manifested them, the how is truly vibrational flow. So even when you were an infant, your vibration was dropping. You were going down into low vibrational territory, and you were absorbing thoughts that contradicted your eternal nature. And in absorbing those egocentric thoughts, you developed some fears. And in developing some fears, you manifested some things that were of the same nature as your fears. So right off the bat, as a freshly birthed human being, if you will, you are manifesting wanted and unwanted things. And all of that adds up to create a life journey in physical. But when you begin to find teachings such as this, again, you do not find these teachings in your paths to teaching such as this on a whim. It is a journey to get to a space where you are absorbing information such as this. And if it is resonating with you, that is because you were drawn to these teachings that we are offering, because they are already part of you. They are already in you. And you are simply confirming your awareness of what your soul already knows. But your ego covers up a bit. And the reason that your ego covers this up is because your ego is seeking to deliver to you a human experience. And that human experience is one that is certainly what you would consider imperfect. But from our perspective of non-judgment, we see you as the eternal beings that you are. So your contrasting life experiences and your contrasting Earth environment are perfection, because these unwanted things are creating your expansion. Your expansion is contributing to the collective expansion of humanity. Humanity's expansion is contributing to the collective expansion of the Earth environment, and so on, universally, from there. So this polarity that you speak of, this vibrational flow, this ebb and flow of energy is causing all physical beings to move through these various vibrational states and create expansion in the process of doing so.
Now, you talked about fear. How can we release this fear and create this expansion?
The more you do things in your lives that allow your natural source connection to be realized, understand that your natural source connection is your natural state of being. When you were roaming around in the wild, when you were not running from something that was trying to consume you, you were in a natural state of appreciation of all else that was. And in that state of appreciation, you were highly source connected. But as humanity has expanded through technology and the creation of societies and things of this nature, you have been separated from that natural state of being. And in that separation from that natural state of being, your ego consciousness has taken over and overshadowed that eternal state. And this allows you to be controlled by others, essentially. But in that overshadowing, the mechanisms that have been utilized were very much rooted in fear. Fear is a very powerful emotion. And humans developed fear, as many beings on your planet have developed fear, to get out of harm's way. So it was a powerful, easily activated emotion. So when your leaders came to understand that fear could be used to control you, that vibration took hold and worked for humanity, for the expansion of humanity for quite some time. But you were controlled. And you were moving into a phase more than ever across humanity where you were seeking freedom and joy. You were seeking less control. And now in your seeking of less control, you are coming to realize that the fear mechanism that is so well developed is something that was well developed that can also be overridden. You can craft a new operating system for yourselves, essentially, which was your original operating system, which ran far less on fear and judgment and these other things, all of this human programming that you have subjected yourselves to. And the detuning of that, the systematic detuning of that, is really about opening your minds to new ideas, questioning everything that you have been taught, questioning all of the things that you're taught to be afraid of, and then really allowing your natural source connection to be realized, whether it is through meditation or appreciation exercises, simply quieting your mind more often, finding things to appreciate when you cannot quiet your mind more often, finding low thought activities that take a little bit of your focus that allow your natural source connection to be realized. You are all capable of doing this. In fact, you are all doing it some of the time. But the more you do that, the more you connect with your own natural connection to our energy, the more you are able to detune fear, the more you can move into a space of detuning what you would call negative emotion. And holding yourselves in that higher vibrational space of no fear and no judgment is exactly your ticket to doing that. So the process of detuning fear is a process for many of you because you have spent a lifetime developing these fear mechanisms that need to sort of be undone, if you will. And the undoing of the fear mechanism is a process of detuning fear, a process of detuning judgment, a process of viewing all of your transgressor energy from a place of appreciation as opposed to a place of judgment or fear. And that is considered radical in your current environment of humanity. To appreciate your transgressors is considered radical, if not absolutely insane. When we share these words, David will inevitably get the comments and the letters, what about dot, dot, dot? How can one possibly appreciate that? Yet you possess the capacity to appreciate anything and everything because you're eternal beings. Here having a very temporary human experience. Therefore, anything that occurs in your physical vehicle is a very temporary experience compared to the wholeness of what you are. So understand that if you start viewing yourselves, when you start viewing yourselves from that higher perspective, that eternal perspective, and start viewing your human life experience as just that, a sum of experiences, rather than a sum of things that were done to you or things that happened to you, and start reframing your perspective on all of that. And you all have the power to do this. And you don't necessarily tackle all of these things at once. You sort of pick things apart. And we have began guiding all of you to, instead of thinking of your lives as this linear timeline of things, create bubbles of experiences instead. So everything that you've encountered in your life from birth, even prior perhaps, to what you consider your now, create these little bubbles of different experiences and understand that that's all they are, is a sum of experiences that you have moved through as a physical being. And the things that you were told to push against, the things that you were told were awful and evil and dark and terrible, view it from a higher perspective of non-judgment. you pull judgment out of it and view it as we view it, how do you then feel about it? You can systematically begin applying that perspective to every aspect of your life. And what that does for you is it cleans up all of that transgressor energy that is always playing on a loop in your subconscious mind, the very thing that is dragging your vibration down. And the more your vibration is allowed to be dragged down, the more separated you are from your version of this. So systematically cleaning up all of those perspectives of humanity, the perspective of everything that's occurred in your life, the perspective of the ones that you have crossed paths with that you somehow labeled as abusers or detractors in some way, simply shifting your perspective on those things clears that negative energy and raises your default vibration. And then you are more at one with our energy. And when you're more at one with our energy, you are channeling. You are receiving your own inner guidance. You are receiving your version of intuition. All new thought is existent up there. So you want to be in the space of creating new thought, creating solutions, thinking deeper, shifting perspectives. All of that is higher vibrational activity. So the more you clean up your perspective of everything that you perhaps right now consider negative, the higher your vibration is going to go.
Now, I would love to talk about, you know, the 3D reality versus 5D. What are the differences and how can we shift into that 5D reality?
Yeah, again, these are human created terms that well describe a shift in perspective. What you would consider 3D reality is a very ego-driven, egocentric reality that is very much based on being reactionary to your environment, very often rooted in fear, very often rooted in judgment, very achievement-oriented, very programmed, if you will, very much living your lives the way that your society tells you you're supposed to live your lives, every aspect of it. The definition that we would give to moving from 3D to 5D is not about all of that being necessarily bad or evil or wrong, but simply gaining a higher perspective of all of that that is more in alignment with your soul consciousness perspective. So 5D is a balancing of your eternal soul consciousness with your human ego consciousness that absolutely serves your human experience. You're not going to release that ego consciousness as long as you are in your human vehicle. And you very much wanted to come to this environment and have this experience. Even if the things that you have experienced up until now seem unsavory to you, and you may say to yourselves that you would have never chosen that path, it is our promise to you that if that path were difficult, that is a more advanced soul consciousness projecting into the physical environment, choosing a more difficult path because of the expansion that is offered in it. Very often, humanity misunderstands these points of entry that you all select, and you select them vibrationally. So a more what you would consider, the energetic realm is not about measurement, but humanity is, the earth environment is. So we will speak in these terms, what you would consider a more advanced soul consciousness is going to intentionally project into difficulty, illness, poverty, war, genocide, abusive parents, non-existent parents, very disconnected parents, all of these situations that you consider dire or sad or unfortunate are very often examples of souls projecting into adversity for the adverse experience, understanding that regardless of the path, the length of time, or the outcome, there is a flavorful experience offered in physical to the eternal soul consciousness in the having of that. And then you see others that project into lives of relative ease, and either they march along their paths of relative ease, never dipping too far out of the lines that they're told to march in, or you see them disrupting their own paths. You see the ones that are born into what you may label as privilege, developing drug problems and things of this nature later in life for the disruption. That disruption is very expansive, regardless of the outcome of it. So from your eternal strand of consciousness, you are not viewing a life that only makes it to 5 or 7 or 15 or 27 or 35 years as wrong or bad or unwanted. It's simply the experience that was had. And you do it over and over and over again into infinity. So it's viewed very differently. So the value in bringing that source perspective into your human 3D reality is simply easing up on yourselves a bit about the level of perfection that you're supposed to achieve as a human being. And in easing up on yourselves of the experiences that you are having and the experiences that you are observing others having, detuning the fear and judgment around all of that, balancing that eternal perspective with what you would call 3D is how we would label 5D, seeing it through the eyes of source, which you all have available to you. Remove judgment, remove fear, gain clarity. That is 5D.
Thank you for explaining that. I would love to next talk about Kundalini energy and how we can unlock that and why this is so powerful in our own transformational journeys.
That which you label Kundalini is your source connection. That is us electrified inside you. And again, that is your natural state of being. You have that flowing in early childhood naturally. And as you move into your templated lives, if you will, you are taught to sort of ignore all of that. You are taught to not use your imagination. You are taught to operate in a 3D method. You are in a 3D physical environment. At least that is what you are perceiving that you are in. And your focus in physical separation from what you would call your Kundalini serves a purpose in expansion in giving you some unwanted things early on to encounter. But the key to unlocking all of that is exactly the things that we have shared, the meditation, appreciation exercises, low thought activities, the things that raise your default vibration more in alignment with your eternal state of being, which is already there. This is not an energy that is going to project into you externally. It's not something from the heavens. It exists inside you. And those of you that have done the work to allow this natural state of being to reemerge within you, understand that it comes from within. That is our energy in you. That is what you call source. It is part of all of you. It is available to all of you. We do not guide you to try to unlock this. The idea of wanting something or needing something or trying for something very often chases it away. It's important that you understand this. That is true on every single topic because the universe is always delivering to you what you're vibrationally aligned with what you're in harmony with. And when you are thinking and you are vibrating, therefore, that you need something, you are sending the message out that it is not present. The universe is not judgmental as we are not judgmental. The universe is always delivering to you your vibrational match. So the universe is always answering yes. The universe is not benevolent. The universe is not cruel nor evil either, but the universe is not judging. So whatever you are vibrating is the experience that is being delivered up because it all serves your expansion, even the things that you consider negative as a human being. So thinking that you need something or have to have something very often chases it away. So instead of thinking specifically about manifesting the unlocking of Kundalini, establish a practice of systematically raising your default vibration, cleaning up that transgressor energy as we have spoken of with these thought bubbles and allowing yourselves to merge more and more and more into source perspective as a human being. And understanding that your ego serves a purpose in all of that. And the more you allow these things to be in harmony and balanced, the more you're in alignment with allowing that eruption of energy to flow from you that's already there. It's just being overshadowed by the negative emotions of fear, doubt, unworthiness, all of those things. When you step into your worthiness and you're truly loving yourselves, you're in alignment with exactly how we feel about you. And in that state, you are allowing of our energy to flow.
I love that. I would love to kind of hear what you feel like we need to hear right now, the listeners now and in the future. What is a message we most need to hear right now?
The things that you have manifested in this interaction already are exactly that. You are already on the path of allowing that for those that listen to your program. The idea of systematically detuning transgressor energy, the idea of finding appreciation for all of the negative aspects of your lives and your world, because from our perspective, they are not negative at all, but you have been trained to believe that they're negative, and you've been trained to focus on the darkness of them and the negativity of them and the evil of them. And in your doing that, you're fueling them. So you can stop fueling them in your own life experience by shifting your perspective from a perspective of judgment to a perspective of deep appreciation. And when we state deep appreciation, we are not speaking of jumping up and down about the person that abused you in joy. We're speaking of deep appreciation in terms of deep understanding, the detuning of judgment of. Because when you do that, that shifts that energy. But as long as you are hearkening back to something that was painful, and you are hearkening back to how you were abused and it was wrong and this shouldn't have happened this way, you are keeping that negative energy active, and it's going to operate in a cycle in your life and very likely show up again in various ways of expression. You hold complete power to transmute any negative thing that you have experienced to something positive for you. It is a radical idea for many, but when you start practicing it, it significantly transforms your life experience to one of joy, to one of clarity, to one of more abundance, to one of appreciation of all that is, to one of loving yourselves more, stepping into your worthiness and releasing that negative energy that sticks itself in your vibration and drags you down. So in your creating these thought bubbles where you are refocusing from our perspective on each bubble of creation that you have encountered, which is all of it, they are all your bubbles of creation. And since we have touched on vibrational flow, you are now understanding that you are not necessarily attracting things because you wanted them or deserve them, or that you're paying the price for some ancestral deed or something like that. It is simply a product of vibrational flow. You're naturally flowing down at times and attracting unwanted things. That is part of the physical experience. You did not come here to solve that. But you can absolutely learn to work in harmony with that and even trust and appreciate the lower vibrational flow. And when you move into lower vibrational flow and you are trusting it and appreciating it, you are moving gracefully right back out of it. But you have been taught to get down there, stick yourselves down there, think about how terrible and awful it is and how unfair it is and how you've been mistreated and how you've been victimized and how these others are doing these things that are wrong and how the world is so bad and so broken and so terrible and so going downhill. And you get yourselves caught up in that merry-go-round of these unwanted conditions because of that sticking yourselves in the lower vibrational flow. Whereas if you're radical in your thoughts to appreciation of all that is, even if you do not understand it, your appreciation of things that you do not agree with or understand will actually give you perspective and understanding of them. As long as you are pushing against them, you're stopping there and you're not changing anything. You're keeping that energy recycling. But when you learn to meet your transgressors, your obstacles in joy, your vibration on that topic is going to rise just in your appreciation of the negative manifestation. And when you raise your vibration, you are always going to solve anything that you've manifested. Always. It is not possible for you not to. Anything that you manifest, and you manifest everything in your paths, everything, anything that you manifest can be transmuted, can be solved by you. But the old operating system of pushing against and demonizing and believing that it's some negative external force that is being thrust upon you is simply stripping you of your power. When you step into radical appreciation of all that is, and we say radical because it is radical in the current state of humanity, from our perspective, it is not radical at all. We are in appreciation of all that is. So when you stand in appreciation of all that is, especially yourselves, you are allowing our vibration to be present, and you are aware of it because you feel at ease, you feel joyful. You find more things to appreciate. You see the world very differently. That is the definition of moving from 3D to 5D. Not all of humanity is ready for that journey at this time, but many of you are. And it is a radical idea for most. We are very aware of your current vibration, your current judgment of things. But moving into radical appreciation of all that is the key to solving and changing the things that you do not prefer in your lives and for all of humanity.
Beautiful. I know I help, and I also work through a lot of my own anxiety, and that's what kind of led me down this path. How is that different than fear, and how can we use that anxiety, that contrast, like you said, to, you know, transmute that into freedom and more love and higher consciousness?
Allow that anxiety to simply serve as an indicator for you of your vibration. And again, there is nothing wrong with any position on the vibrational flow. There's nothing wrong with being down in low vibration. There's nothing wrong with being sad sometimes. There's nothing wrong with finding yourselves in this negative creation state of thinking negatively. That's part of the experience. So when you use anxiety as an indicator of your vibration and train yourselves to appreciate the indicator, This is like the warning lights in your vehicle, or a warning that pops up on your computer system telling you that something needs your attention. That anxiety is simply that. It is your vibrational warning sign that you are spending time down in a lower vibrational state. You can find appreciation for that warning sign, and you're finding appreciation for it. Create some exercises for yourselves, as simple as breath work, if you will, to transmute that to something positive. Move up in your appreciation of it and feel it dissipate. Simple breathing exercises is enough to do that for you in most cases. And when you make that your new system of operation, your new way of being, when you are getting ahead of your vibrational flow with meditation, with appreciation exercises, with low thought activities, being mindful of your physical state, what you're consuming in your body and how your body reacts to that, feeling better more of the time, all of those things work in harmony to allow you to operate in a higher vibrational state. And operating in the higher vibrational state is more joyful and is clear and certainly more abundant. And in that clear, joyful, abundant state, you are transmuting any negative energy to something positive. Your anxiety dissipates. And when it resurfaces, it is simply a warning indicator or an indicator of your current state that you are in a downward vibrational flow. Appreciate the downward vibrational flow. Trust the process of creation. Trust that the universe is going to see you through whatever storms you're weathering. And in your state of trust and simply setting an intention for the best possible outcome, trusting the universe to deliver whatever expansion or correction is needed, that's all you need to do to solve any problem that you encounter. And when you learn to do this systematically, your anxiety will dissipate. You will find yourselves in a state of no anxiety soon with a practice such as that.
That sounds wonderful. I would love to talk about true abundance. I know David and you talk a lot about, you know, true abundance and that it's attainable for anybody.
True abundance, first and foremost, is a state of joy and clarity. Because if you believe that a certain type of abundance that is material is the key to being joyful, and you are not first joyful and clear, then you're never going to find enough of whatever it is that you believe that you need to soothe that separation from your natural source connection. So true abundance is operating in high vibration. And the good news about achieving true abundance is that you can do that regardless of where you are in your now state. Whatever life you have manifested, whatever path you have gone down, regardless of your body, your relationship status, your financial status, any of those things, your health status, you can find true abundance simply by shifting focus to appreciation of all that is. So that it is not about having to manifest any specific thing to be joyful. You find your path to joy first. And in that joyful state of source connection, your kundalini is awakened. And in that state of source connection, you do have clarity flowing to you because you're capable of new thought when you're up in that high vibrational state. And when you're up in that high vibrational state, that's where your abundance begins to flow. And your abundance is whatever you discern as your preference in the earth environment. There is no judgment coming from us regarding what that is. You are the one that decides what you eat, You are the one that decides what type of home you live in, what type of income you have, how you bring your dollars in if you bother to bring them in at all, what your health status is, what your relationship status is, what the landscape of your friendships looks like, what your travel is, what your earthly experiences are, and how you experience the mass manifestations of humanity, such as the pandemic. You are the one that moves through those experiences and manifests your experiencing of them. That is true abundance. And that is getting into a state where you no longer need to be super wealthy to be joyous, or you no longer need to have the Instagram life, if you will, as David says, to be joyous. The best body and the best partner and the most perfect children and the most beautiful home and all of these things. And the thing about that is when you're no longer needing those things tend to show up for you with greater ease because you're no longer in the state of needing them. There's nothing wrong with having all of those things, any of those things. You came to the earth environment to experience the earth environment, not to simply sit and meditate your lives away. You came to move through linear time, to move through experiences. And anything that is created on your planet that you discern as your preference is here for you. It is an expression of that which we are by someone. And if you are in appreciation of it, it is here for you.
Amazing. Thank you so much for all your wisdom today. Was there anything else you wanted to talk to us about before we close the show today?
We have provided a lot of information, and some of it may be new. Some of it may seem scary or off the wall a bit. But David has begun teaching these things to others, and the life transformations that other human beings have manifested have been significant. And there are many more yet to come. So the teachings, while they are very opposite of many of your 3D earthly teachings, they are the ticket to your clarity, your joy, and your abundance. So the things that we are sharing, implementing these things in a more systematic way and a practice for yourselves is the key to achieving that which we speak of. With much love, that is what we have.
Thank you. And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.